This Archytas full proudly spoke again. "Thou shalt," quod he, "be rather false than I. And thou art false, I tell thee utterly. For paramour I loved her first ere thou. What wilt thou say? Thou wistest not yet now whether she be a woman or goddess. Thine is affection of holiness, and mine is love as to creature, for which I told to thee mine avenger, as to my cousin and my brother sworn. I pose that thou lovedst her beforn. Wast thou not well the old clerk saw that who shall give a lover any law? Love is a greater law by my pan than may be give to any earthly man, and therefore positive law and such decree is broke all day for love in each degree. A man must needs love maugre his head. He may not flee it though he should be dead, albe she maid, widow, or else wife. And eke it is not likely all thy life to stand in her grace. No more shall I, for well thou wast thyself, and verily that thou and I be damned to prison perpetually. Us gaineth no ransom. We strive as did the hounds for the bone. They fought all day, and yet their part was none. There came a kite, while that they were so wroth, that bore away the bone betwixt them both. And therefore at the king's court, my brother, each man for himself. There is no other. Love if thee list, for I love, and I shall. And soothly, Leva, brother, this is all. Here in this prison must we endure, and ever each of us take his aventure. Great was the strife, and long betwixt them tway, if that I had leisure for to say. But to the effect. It happened on a day, to tell it you as shortly as I may, a worthy duke that hight Perotheus, that fellow was unto Duke Theseus, since thilke day that they were children light, was come to Athens his fellow to visit, and for to play, as he was wont to do. For in this world he loved no man so, and he loved him as tenderly again. So well they loved, as olden books sayn, that when that one was dead, soothly to tell, his fellow went and sought him down in hell. But of that story list me not to write. Duke Perotheus loved well Archite, and had him known at Phoebus year by year, and finally at request and prayer of Perotheus, withouten any ransom, Duke Theseus him let out of prison, freely to go where that him list over all, in such a guise as I you tellen shall. This was the foreword, plainly foretendite, betwixt and Theseus and him Archite. That if so were that Archite were ifound, ever in his life, by day or night, one stound in any country of this Theseus, and he were caught, it was accorded thus, that with a sword he should lose his head. There was no other remedy nor red, but took his leave, and homeward he him sped. Let him beware, his neck lieth to wed.